rest of the story. Osteomyelitis, it's a bone disease, strikes children predominantly, adults sometimes, and once it's taken hold, it does not let go. Ordinarily, osteomyelitis is the result of an injury, a bruise which becomes infected either through the distressed tissue or through the bloodstream itself. Other bone diseases attack more or less peripherally. Osteomyelitis attacks the core of the bone, the central cavity. The germs which cause osteomyelitis may be those of tuberculosis, pneumonia, typhoid. Usually, however, it's a staph infection. In its early stages, osteomyelitis manifests itself in local swelling and inflammation. A blood test will reveal a high white count. The first signs are rapid pulse and fever. The fever is really high, 104, 105 sometimes. Shivering and night delirium are not uncommon. After a day or two, maybe three, the affected limb becomes swollen, hot, tender to the touch. Still later, the skin becomes inflamed. If the condition remains untreated, general blood poisoning may follow, or abscesses may form in other parts of the body, for you see, the bloodstream is directly involved. The infection can be carried anywhere, may spread from bone to bone. In the days before modern medicine, many died. Now, of course, there's penicillin. Osteomyelitis no longer invariably requires an operation or many operations. Neither is there a mandatory, prolonged period of invalidism. And yet, at best, the prospects are far from bright. So far, osteomyelitis can only be controlled, not cured. A modern patient, should the disease have affected his leg, may expect to remain on crutches for months. After that, there is pain, the chronic, nagging, persistent pain. How one might face life after osteomyelitis has taken its toll, well, that is the rest of the story. One has many options in life after contracting and controlling the disease. Naturally, the continual discomfort has to be taken into consideration. If the patient's been used to vigorous physical exercise, he might consider adopting a hobby, coin collecting perhaps, building model airplanes perhaps, anything which might serve the dual purpose of reducing physical activity and quietly keeping one's mind off the pain. The patient might consider a desk job if his present job requires him to be active. Even at that, one's employer might be alerted, might be made to understand why some days the patient simply cannot force himself out of bed and into the office. And of course, among the options, one facing a lifetime with osteomyelitis has a reason to give up, has a valid excuse not to work at all. Or then again, he might ignore his infirmity as one did. He might decide that there are worse things than living with pain, as one did. He might refuse to accept the fact that he's technically crippled, as one did. And from there, the victim of osteomyelitis might clench his teeth and somehow keep on keeping on, and stride without stumbling into baseball's Hall of Fame as one did, Mickey Mantle. And now you know the rest of the story.